Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Conrad Bowman of Transformation Ministries. And if you're seeing this video, you are part of the Elijah Bootcamp School of the Holy Spirit. That's right. We started last week. We're going to be going until March the 5th. So I'm just so excited to have you here. There's so many things that have been happening. God is just so good, and He's moving by His Spirit. What you guys have been through so many transitions, even through the past week, and if you're like me, you've been going through them as well. You know, our faith is just being tried, but it's being tried unto righteousness. It's being tried for the better. It's being tried so that we can stand the test, and there is a prize. There's a reward coming. I also want to thank each and every one of you that joined us for the midnight prayer on this past Saturday. It was awesome. God has established, God has moved, and God has most definitely shifted me even into more of the apostolic, even more of what God is doing in my life, and I know He's doing it in yours. But today, if you're joining me, you're joining me for Class 2, which is, or happens to be, the realms and the dimensions of divine faith in God. Hallelujah. Many people want the faith that was delivered or was once delivered unto the saints, or the faith that moves mountains. But we have not yet come to the place of maturity where you have to go through a state of bleakness, a state of nothingness, in order to even get that kind of faith in God. It just doesn't fall on you at night. It's something that happens through being tested, being tried. Job said, I went through so many things, and I looked on my right, and I didn't perceive God. I looked on my left, and I didn't feel God. But He knows the way that I take, and when He has tried me, I shall come forth, I shall come out, I shall have a testimony, my God, as pure gold. Knowing that in Elijah boot camp, we understand that Elijah came from the place of smelting. He came from the place of being cut. He came from the place where metals were melted so that God gets, He refines us in the fire. I preached a message called The Temperature of the 11th Hour, and it's only at the nth of a moment, or at the last minute, that God starts to really do something. God doesn't move in our convenience. That would almost be, that would almost be too close for comfort. God moves by His Spirit, and He moves without man's assistance or help. But let's pray before we begin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank You, God, for these that are watching, God, all around the world, God. I thank You, God, for the people You've given me. I thank You, God, for what You have given me. God, I ask, God, that every hindrance would be pulled down. God, every hindrance would be stopped, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and that Your anointing, Your supernatural anointing, God, will begin to flow, God, from heart to heart and breast to breast. God, do it right now. Break yokes, God. Destroy yokes, Father, God. Lift burdens, God. Oh, God, heal heavy hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, cause us to know, God, that we're the trying of our faith, God. It's only, God, so we can produce the glory of God. God, and I reckon, God, that the suffering of this present time, God, not be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, do it now. I call it as it be so, God. I call it done now. I establish it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. When talking about faith in God, the first thing, like we said in the last lesson, that you have to come through is a state of nothingness. You got to go through, like Paul said, I became acquainted with nothing, came to the knowledge of nothing, that I may know Him. So the thing is, you got to get acquainted with nothing. God has to snatch away everything from you that you once could rely on. That's how you get faith in God. You don't relax and lean back in God until He snatches the covers, until He snatches all of your support systems, until God cuts the cord, or cuts the cord on you in the realm of the natural. Is the only way that you can survive in the realm of the spirit. It is only when God takes you off the respirator in the natural that He can cause you to soar and walk in the Spirit. Romans 10 and 17 says this: so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We've heard that so many times. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But that's not what that means. Because when you hear it in that way, you know, there's people that have been sitting in church for years but don't have any faith. You know, people laugh at me all the time I say that, but they ain't got faith, you know, to walk across the street and do something that God's called them to do. They don't have faith to do the simple things, you know, let alone faith to get somebody healed from cancer, or faith for somebody's light bill, or faith for somebody's miracle, or faith for somebody coming out of a messy situation, you know. So faith in God is so crucial, you know, so crucial in this hour, because that's where the power of God is going to come from. God's not moved by you being hurt. God ain't moved by your tears. God pitied us one time when he put Jesus on the cross. God is moved by your faith. A man is put right with God by his what? Faith in God. By your leaning, by your total reliance on your Savior. And it's more than just trust. It is worship. It is an experience with God. Come on, somebody. So we're going to go through different stages of your faith that take you into the dimension of faith. Somebody, oh my God, what do you mean? What faith am I on with you? You're going to find yourself today. Praise God. But some of the different things that came from faith. First of all, we got to understand that faith is imparted three ways. We know that faith, I want you to write this down if you can, but you got to understand that faith is a measure, faith is a law, faith is a fruit, and faith is also a gift. And once you come through those stages of faith in God, it introduces you into the dimension of faith. And inside of the dimension of faith, you graduate from different levels to different levels, from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith. So you'll leave, and out of the Amplified Bible, it really blows it up so you can see what kind of faith you're working with. But after you go through those stages of faith, you come into the dimension of faith, which is prompted faith, aroused faith, motivated faith, by faith, and urged faith. And I'm going to share with you what those really mean in a minute. And you guys, you got to pray, keep me in your prayers. I know the weather just a little bit, dealing with the cold here, so you guys are going to have to excuse me just a little bit. I cannot go in front of the nations with a runny nose, but I cannot neglect the people that need to be fed the word that tune in from all different countries. Praise God. So first of all, we got to understand, here in Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And by hearing it that way, we all think that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we think that, you know, I heard a word and it gave me faith. No. What it said, there's a comma there. So that means you got to take a pause. Uh-oh. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It doesn't mean that faith comes when you hear a word. First of all, faith comes, let's go in the opposite order. When you get the word of God, you get a hearing ear. And when you get a hearing ear, you get faith. It's not, I get a word, I got faith. Because some of you got words you've been holding on to for the past 3 months, and they ain't doing jack. It's time for you to get a listening ear. You have to have an ear to hear the sound of faith. You can't move in the dimensions of God and the realms of God without a listening ear. All the time in the Bible, it always says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So first of all, it's just faith got to become a reaction for you. And I want to give this example. If I am standing on a train track, Lord Jesus. See, because the hearing ear in faith gives you an eye to see faith. Oh God, not just an ear to hear, but an eye to see. See, if there is a train and I'm on a train track and there's a train coming down the train track, I don't need eyes. You know, all of us think that faith is, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Not seen. So this is not the season for people that need to see something. This is the realm where you just need to hear a word from God. God, you don't need to show me nothing. I hear you. Can you hear me now? See, when a train is coming down the track, you and I can see it. It's plain. I don't need to. You don't need to tell me that a train is coming. I can see it. But the thing is, there's so many people blind in the body of Christ that are on the train tracks, but they can't see and they cannot hear. But hearing, the hearing ear in the realm of the spirit opens up all of your senses in the realm of the spirit. So when a train track is coming down the track, I don't need someone to say, "Hey, watch out." I can hear a train coming. And the closer that it gets toward me, the closer I know I need to be off these tracks. So no one needs to tell me, move out of the way. When trouble comes or when something is coming, I automatically move because I can hear. So then faith becomes a reaction. I just moved. I didn't need someone to prompt me. I just heard. Oh, God. So first of all, you get the word of God. After a while, the word of God bursts in your spirit, a listening ear, the ear of obedience. And after you get the ear of obedience to God, after obeying God, it builds faith in your spirit to believe the word because you have been tried. You have tested and proven God. So then God can test and prove you because he knows that the word on the inside of you shall not return unto him void, but it shall prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. That thing happens to be you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our next scripture, I want you to go with me to Hebrews 11. And I want to give you this from the Amplified. But Hebrews 11 says, now faith is the assurance. So your faith in God, what you're believing in God for right now, is your assurance. It's the confirmation. It's the title deed. You have it in your hand. You're holding it. You're not waiting on faith. When faith comes, you got it. And faith is imparted so many different ways. We're going to get to that. But faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof or evidence of things we do not see. And the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So that tells me that since I have faith in God, my faith is eternal. So that nothing that is immaterial or nothing that is material or nothing that is in this realm of the natural can affect my faith. My God. My faith is not dictated by the things of the natural. Rather, the supernatural dictates what goes on in the natural. So when things break out, I'm not moved or I'm not shaken because I know that my faith in God produces results. And the harder the situation and the more it looks like he's not going to do it, the quicker God moves. In fact, when you feel good about it or when you don't feel good about it, doesn't mean that God stops. It means that God has actually sped up his activity prophetically because your senses are out of their realm of familiarity. They're not leaning on anything. And when your senses have nothing to lean on, your faith stands up straight. Now, I want you to really, really see this. I want you to really, really see this. Faith is given many different types of ways. First of all, there is the measure of faith. I want you to go with me. And I got to give you the incentive. The reason why you believe what you believe is because of Jesus Christ. The same faith that saved you. Jesus Christ, the word of God, is your faith. Oh, I'm losing my faith. Then where did you put the word? Because the word of God is your faith. The word of God becomes your confirmation. God has to do everything that his word says. The word, the spirit, oh God, and the Father cannot move without each other. So if God spoke it, the word is performing it, the spirit is bringing it into manifestation. They cannot move separately. So when God said it, when you read it, it was done. It's just, I don't understand how you can believe God to come to an altar, to come to a place you ain't never known, say a couple words, believe God can save you, and he does it. But when God says that he gonna do this and he gonna do that, instantly, you don't believe him. You go right into doubt. The same God that saved you supernaturally at the altar is the